Hey everyone, this is The Vibe Broken Arrow, and I'm Jordan Cuckler, and with me today is Galea Albano. She is the Recycling Outreach Coordinator for the city. Galea, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you, Jordan?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. I know next month is a big month for you. The Trash Bash and Recycling Rally is coming back.
Yes, it is.
And we're here to talk of all things about it. So just to kind of get things going, what is it? What is the event?
Trash Bash and Recycling Rally is one of my favorite things to talk about. So it's our biannual event where part of the day is reserved for litter cleanups all across Broken Arrow. And then the Recycling Rally is a drive-through special collection event for hard-to-recycle items like tires and pharmaceuticals and medical sharps, things like that.
Awesome. I'm glad you touched on those hard-to-recycle items because I know we get a lot of people asking us where they can drop these things off and all that. And I know this event is perfect for people that want to bring those items and just get rid of them, and it's simple and easy to do.
Yeah, you don't even have to get out of your car. So we'll have the events park all set up where you just drive through. We'll have volunteers take those items out of your car. For a full list is on recycleba.com, but our most popular ones are the three that I mentioned, the tires, pharmaceuticals, medical sharps. We're also taking electronics, and paper shredding is a big one, especially during this tax time. Mm-hmm. So we just ask that you bring three boxes maximum. Sometimes people ask what size of box, and we just say a reasonable size. It can be a large box, but not refrigerator sized.
Right.
and then for tires, there's a limit of 10, and we ask for no rims and no tractor tires because our vendors cannot recycle the tires properly if those items are provided. Okay. And then something that we're also collecting is cardboard, fire extinguishers, ammunition, and plastic bags.
Perfect. Sounds like a lot of things you guys take. And
yeah.
I mean, it's perfect for, again, anybody that has questions on where to drop those things off. This event is the opportunity for that.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, I know you said the trash bash as well. What kind of goes on during the trash bash? Because I think people sometimes get confused and they think it's all one event at one location, but it's actually two separate things. Can you kind of touch base on that a little bit?
Yes. So the Trash Bash has traditionally been hosted by Keep Broken Arrow Beautiful for over 15 years as the litter cleanup in partnership with ODOT and Keep Oklahoma Beautiful. So in October of 2021, we added the recycling rally portion. But Trash Bash is your litter cleanup where we get a lot of groups from churches, schools, especially the local high schools around here, maybe some Girl Scout troops and Boy Scout troops, and really neighborhood groups like HOAs and Adopt-A-Mile groups. So I'll coordinate when and where they're going to be, and we provide all the supplies, the trash bags, the gloves, the vests. And in the past couple years, we've also been able to supply trash grabbers and bag holders. They're a big circular bag holder for Oklahoma windy days where you don't have to be fighting with your bag. It holds the bag open. So those, we do ask people return those, but we still provide those.
Awesome.
So that goes on all throughout the day. You can choose the time that your group wants to volunteer, and you can even choose the area, or we'll select an area that needs a little bit of love and send you there.
Yeah, perfect. And where can people go if they want to volunteer for this?
So we have our event on Facebook. It's the Spring Trash Bash and Recycling Rally, but all the details and links to register for volunteering at the Trash Bash or the Recycling Rally are on recycleba.com.
Perfect.
And you can get there through the Trash Bash link on that page.
Awesome. Sounds great. Now, I'm a numbers guy in the sense of I like to look at data. As far as math goes, I'm not, but I love some data, and I know a lot of people out there love it as well.
Yeah.
And I know just based off the past few events, you guys have compiled a ton of information and statistics that all the things that people come out and drop off. And I know you wanted to touch base a little bit on that. So can you kind of give a little bit more info on how the recent events have gone and what all has been collected and the numbers for those?
Absolutely. So we have been getting a lot of recognition for our results. We even have won some awards that I'll touch on in this interview as well. But some numbers for your data mind. 47 miles of Broken Arrow have been cleaned throughout since 2021. So some of those miles might be repeat Adopt-A-Miles, mm-hmm. but they're still a mile getting cleaned.
Nice.
We've had over 700 people volunteer.
That's crazy.
And those volunteers have picked up over 14 tons of trash. Jeez. And that's, we send a lot of people to creeks because we're also working with Tulsa County Conservation District to make sure our watersheds are all clean before it gets to our animals and plants in our rivers and waters. So that 14 tons of trash was compiled into 562 trash bags and then all the excess waste. And then as far as the hard-to-recycle items, we've diverted over 100,000 pounds of that. That would have been probably thrown away improperly or, you know, unsafely and also just going straight to the trash. So we've diverted all that from the landfill. And to break that down a little bit, I'm going to go through the numbers. Are you ready for them?
Yeah, let's do it.
116 pounds of ammunition, 959 pounds of medication, 1,218 tires, 31,000 pounds of shredded paper, 4,900 household batteries, 22,225 pounds of e-waste. And there's a few more numbers on here, but those are the highlights, and those are some pretty impressive numbers.
Those are huge. Yeah. I would not have thought of that.
22,000 pounds of electronics that would have otherwise been, I don't know, probably just put in the trash.
Right. Yeah, exactly. A lot of people don't know that they can recycle a lot of those electronic items. And like you said, they'll throw them in the trash, and which can actually cause issues at plants and stuff like that. So
definitely.
That's a huge number for sure. And you said those numbers were in the span of 2 years, 2.5 years?
Just about 2 years.
Yeah. Okay, wow.
So that result is also on the Broken Arrow Trash Bash page, so you can review all those numbers there.
Cool.
But the battery issue is something to bring up again because our listeners might remember the fire at our recycling processor at our MRF, and that was caused by a lithium-ion battery that was misrecycled. So never any electronics in the recycling. And prefer to not be in the trash either. Right. You can either take them to the Met or wait for one of our events.
Perfect. Now, I know this is not just a solo mission, if you want to say. I know there's a lot of people involved in this. Can you kind of touch base on everyone else that is involved other than just the city?
Absolutely. So the event itself is co-hosted by three organizations, us, the city, Keep Broken Arrow Beautiful, and the Met, the Metropolitan Environmental Trust, that we all can recycle at. So those are the three main co-hosts, and we have gotten so many other people on board to help us with this event that we have won the Keep Oklahoma Beautiful Team Builders Award just last year, and it's a pretty big award, so we're proud of that.
That's awesome.
The organizations that come help us are the our police department, Broken Arrow Police Department, Wagner County Sheriff's Office, of course, Keep Oklahoma Beautiful, and Tulsa County Conservation District that I mentioned. Some of the board members on Keep Broken Arrow Beautiful are business owners or work with businesses like Green Country Trash and New Solutions. We have American Document Shredding out there doing our shredding for us, and that is sponsored by Harmon Insurance. And the Oklahoma DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality, we were able to secure a grant through them this year. So they're helping us really enhance this year's event. And we're going to be able to offer volunteer t-shirts to everyone that comes out to the events park.
Very cool. Yeah, it sounds like a ton of people are involved. And it honestly probably wouldn't be possible without all those partners and sponsors and everything.
Right. Oh, and then another one, the people that actually collect the medical sharps, that group is called SHOTS.
Okay.
And they're doing a lot of great stuff in Tulsa. And I think that's the only one that I missed on my first list.
Okay. Awesome. Well, it sounds like it's gearing up to be another huge event. And I know this time of year is perfect because the weather's nice. People want to get out of the house. And I'm sure they've been stockpiling all those items for a long time now.
Right. So. Yeah. Spring cleaning is a great time for this. Another question we get is, you know, can we bring paints or maybe light bulbs, other hazardous items? This event is not for that. But if you call our department, we'll give you the solution to disposing of those items properly.
Perfect, perfect. Now, I do have one question just to kind of end things up here.
Sure.
What is the one thing that you want BA residents to know about recycling?
All right. The number one contaminant that we find in our little recycling bins on the curb, we have a team that goes out and checks what's inside your carts. And the number one thing that we're finding that should not be in there are plastic bags. So whether that's your Walmart or Target sacks or you're actually bagging your recycling, those do not belong in there. They're tanglers. They tangle up the machinery at the processor. So we just ask that everything is loose and dry and clean in there. And you can recycle your plastic bags, but they need to be returned back to the stores from where you got them.
Okay.
One really cool solution that we have in Broken Arrow at our Walmarts on Hillside and Kenosha, they have these big recycling hubs. The one on Kenosha is far out more by like the stores there, whereas the one on Hillside is right by the entrance. Okay. But they will take your plastic bags, beauty products, and a few other different plastic items there. So that's a fun solution that Walmart's providing in our neighborhoods.
I love that, because I think a lot of people don't realize that you can't recycle those and don't understand the consequences that it can have at those plants and things. So
I mean, it has a recycling symbol on there. Uh-huh. It has a number on there, but that does not automatically mean you can put it in your bin. So that would be the number one message I give out is please no plastic bags in the bin. And when in doubt, check it out on the website. If you don't want to check it out, throw it out.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else you want to add, or you think we touched base on everything?
I'm just real proud of the amount of people that we're getting at this event. It shows that people really care, that they do want their items to be recycled and be processed in the right way. And let's just keep telling our friends and neighbors and get those numbers up.
Well, that wraps it up for The Vibe Broken Arrow. Thank you all for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
Thanks, Jordan.
Yeah, thank you.
The Vibe Broken Arrow is produced by the City of Broken Arrow. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to hear more about Broken Arrow, the city where opportunity lives.